SBS Kickoff.
A new music station celebrating football anthems from around the world.
It's live now
on DAB Radio, the SBS audio app,
online and SBS On Demand.
You're listening to SBS News.
How did Australia and Egypt's penalty shootout unfold? What do Socceroos fans have to say? And how did Cape Verde stun Argentina? This is SBS News World Cup Daily, the 90 Plus podcast, where we bring you the stories from on and beyond the pitch. And I'm your host, Helena Krishnamurthy.
Heartbreak for Australia. Jubilation for those in red.
The Socceroos World Cup campaign has ended in heartbreak. It marks a gut-wrenching finish for the Socceroos after a determined performance. The Socceroos were beaten 4-2 on penalties by Egypt after extra time, with the match finishing 1-1.
Every single time they're taken to it, they represent the country well. But the biggest ones, Harry Suter and Harrington, unable to convert their penalties. But by far have been two of the best, if not the best, here at this World Cup. So you've got to feel for them.
Harry Suter blasted Australia's opening penalty over the bar. Lucas Harrington struck the crossbar with a fourth kick, and Egypt converted every penalty to book its place in the round of 16. And this now means Australia's World Cup campaign ends in the round of 32, while Egypt advances to the last 16.
Mamouche thought about the shot. Flip to the back post, Ashura! And the opening goal for Egypt. Imam Ashour with his second at this FIFA World Cup.
Egypt's Imam Ashour took the lead early before an own goal from Mohamed Hani brought Australia level in the second half. Patrick Beach also made several big saves to keep the Socceroos alive, but it just wasn't enough to deliver Australia's first men's World Cup knockout win. And after the match, Tony Popovic described the defeat as devastating, but says with his young squad, the team showed the world that Australian football is strong.
At this moment right now, everything's a little bit tough to take, but I'm sure every Australian is proud of the group and what they did throughout the tournament, and tonight the effort they put in. I'm sure their families and friends and every Australian back home that's watched will be very proud tonight.
He says he's extremely proud of his players, but is sad that they won't be progressing further. And one of the biggest talking points came just before the shootout, when experienced goalkeeper Matt Ryan replaced Patrick Beach.
I think that was always an option for us with his experience. Then you've got to see how the game plays out, and sometimes in extra time, players go down and you need to make the changes and you don't have a sub available. But we still had one available with a couple of minutes to go, and we put Matty on.
Midfielder Jackson Irvine after the match.
Congratulations to Egypt. Huge victory for them, obviously. Historic day for them as well. Listen, we took it all the way to the very end. Penalties is a cruel way to lose. But anybody's got the confidence to step up and take that ball after 120 minutes or however long you've played. It takes a big heart, and I hope they, you know, everyone stays behind them and they get all the support, because it takes big heart to step up and take that after a game like today.
To unpack it all, I spoke to former Socceroo and SBS pundit for the World Cup, Tommy Orr.
It's very raw right now, of course, to lose not only a World Cup knockout game, but to lose in a penalty shootout is, of course, always difficult to take. It feels a little bit unfair, but yeah, I think we put in a brave performance coming up against a very good Egypt team, but we more than matched them for large portions of the game. But ultimately, yeah, when it goes to penalty shootout, it's a bit of a lottery. And on this occasion, it went Egypt's way. So, yeah, I think the whole country is a little bit sad right now, but this is part of sport.
He tells me Popovic's decision was a brave one and that these decisions aren't made lightly.
It's a brave decision, and I think you can't really apportion blame to it, because, you know, a lot of thought goes into those kinds of decisions. And, of course, Patrick Beach had an amazing tournament, but Matt Ryan does have a very good record at saving penalties. We saw a couple of years ago Matt Ryan get substituted out. Andrew Redmayne was putting goals, and he was the one that won us the penalty shootout on that occasion. So it's not It wasn't unprecedented. It's happened before a number of times. On this occasion, it didn't pay off, unfortunately for us.
He also says it's just another part of football and that sometimes these big decisions have to be made in unique moments. Matt Ryan himself speaking to SBS after the match.
Saying it hurts is obviously an understatement. Obviously, retracing steps and all this and trying to understand why it played out that way and why my processes and all these things didn't come off and pay off this time. Obviously feeling of letting myself down, my teammates down, the country down.
Tommy Orr again.
I think we have the most exciting young squad that we've had in a number of years. Since I can remember, maybe the golden generation, players playing at very good clubs across the world, but also at the very start of their careers. Mm-hmm. Nestori Ioannkoundis, of course, one of them. I think he embodies everything we like about Australian sports people, whether it's the Matildas or the Socceroos or whoever you're supporting, but he's fearless. He really has a crack, I think you could say. And he takes the initiative, he's confident, and I think that we like the way that he goes about it. And of course, he's supremely talented. He's very fast, has a lethal right foot on him.
And this was Nestori Ioannkoundis' reaction to SBS on the ground after the match.
We're all pretty gutted, and we're just, for myself personally, I'm a bit disappointed that I couldn't give my best performance tonight for the country.
So Tommy Orr shares his thoughts on another player.
Lucas Herrington, he's only 18, just took a penalty in the World Cup game. I mean, what he's doing at his age, it's because he has such a casual demeanour, it makes it look very normal, but it's not normal. I don't think we've had a player at his age doing these types of things since, you have to go back a long time. So that's exciting.
And Lucas Herrington was the fourth Socceroo in the penalty shootout lineup, and he missed his shot. Here's him speaking to SBS after the match.
Obviously, it's tough. It's part of the game. I made them during the week, so I was confident, and I picked my spot early, and unfortunately I missed, but it's part of the game, and we'll move on. Yeah, obviously it's hard because, it's the biggest tournament of the year. It's the biggest probably moment of my life, and, I missed, but, I was confident going into it, and I just got to, rely on my support network and just get back to working and just, look forward to the season ahead.
But he remains optimistic.
I'm 18, so I've got a lot of career left, and I think it's just probably the first big speed bump in my career, and I just got to move on, stay confident, just keep working hard and get back to it.
Now, just looking beyond the result, Tommy Orr believes this tournament has announced the arrival of a new generation of Socceroos.
It's the overwhelming nerves I've taken penalties that were nowhere near as important as the ones that they had to take today, but nothing can prepare you for those moments, and when you're that nervous and the whole world is watching one kick, it's hard to do the things you would normally do because every professional player has the ability to score from a penalty in a normal situation. And of course, goalkeepers, they're getting better and it's getting harder to do that consistently, but I think fundamentally if the penalty taker does it to his best ability, you score.
And while missing a penalty will always hurt, he says few people understand just how much pressure comes with walking up to the spot in a World Cup knockout match.
The pressure is always more on the taker than the goalkeeper. And in those moments, it just feels like there's nowhere to hide. And, you can throw yourself off your run up or your normal routine that you would normally do to kick a ball. And it just becomes a completely psychological battle because you're basically trying to cancel all the noise around you and just focus on the skill. But to do that, it takes incredible confidence.
Emotional scenes for Egypt and star player Mohamed Salah, who broke down after the match. Meanwhile, on the ground back home, here's an Egyptian supporter at a watch party in Sydney.
They both did great, to be honest. It was both a very strong team. Congratulations to both teams and well done to my Egyptian community. Love it.
And these were the scenes of Socceroos fans react.
SBS Kickoff. A new music station celebrating football anthems from around the world. It's live now on DAB Radio, the SBS audio app, online and SBS On Demand.
Elsewhere today, Cape Verde's remarkable World Cup run nearly produced another major upset. Playing at its first ever FIFA World Cup, the African nation pushed defending champions Argentina all the way.
Lionel Messi, his control is brilliant, his finish is even better. It's sensational from Lionel Messi, and we would expect absolutely nothing less. Goal number 20 for the all-time leading scorer in the history of the World Cup. It's his seventh at the 2026 finals. Argentina 1, Cabo Verde 0.
Lionel Messi opened the scoring for Argentina, but the African underdogs drew Leo Emiliano Martinez. It's a stunning moment, and the holders suddenly have a real fight on their hands.
And it comes right across the face of the goal. Danger still not cleared. Lisandro Martinez tears it off and buries it. He played a big role in the first goal.
And for the nation of about 500,000 people off the west coast of Africa, playing at its first World Cup.
Falling behind once more. Oh, they've equalised! Sidney Lopez Cabral! And this team just will not lie down! What a moment!
Sidney Cabral equalised 2-2 deep into stoppage time.
Messi's delivery is a good one, and it's the third goal for Argentina! Cristiano Romero, this time Messi the provider.
The winning goal.
Someone told me before the World Cup that they would get to this point. I wouldn't have believed them. I think some of the stories, and we've seen it from a number of nations who have defied the odds to do great things in this tournament. And I think it proves a couple of things. I think the first thing it shows is how little difference there is between the top players in the world and the sub-top. I think that the margins are so slim at this level, and also the bravery that they're playing with. I think Cabo Verde, we saw in the group games some of the goals they scored and how defensively resilient they were. It was amazing to watch, and just to see nations like that competing on the world stage, doing their country proud, is part of what makes the World Cup so special.
Cape Verde have been one of the stories of the tournament. Earlier, they helped Saudi Arabia and shocked Spain to a draw. Goalkeeper Vizinha, who had 8 saves today, becoming a popular figure, and the team arrived full of belief. Before the match, Tommy Orr knew the challenge.
I must say, though, coming up against Messi in Argentina, I think is a very difficult proposition for them, just because of, you know, you're talking about the former champions, some of the best players in the world, probably the best player ever in Messi. And it might just be one bridge too far, but I think we can all agree that whoever wins the game, though, assuming it is Argentina, that, you know, Cabo Verde will still step away as winners as well.
But that's the beauty of knockout football. It doesn't always have to be perfect. You just have to find a way to win. And that's exactly what Argentina did. And for Cape Verde, they may be heading home, but they've earned a lot of respect with their 1-0 and will now head to the round of 16. So Argentina move forward, Cape Verde bow out with their heads held high, and Colombia will face Switzerland. If the rest of the knockout stage is anything like this, we're in for a fantastic tournament. And I'll be back with you soon with the latest matches as we head into the round of 16. To catch up on the latest, you can head on to SBS On Demand. And stay tuned for the latest at the World Cup Daily, the 90 Plus podcast. To get the latest World Cup news, check out SBS News Headlines wherever you get your podcasts.
In football, sometimes the biggest stories aren't on the pitch. They're personal. I'm Paolo Gallo, host of Route 26, a new podcast from SBS about the moments that change how people see the game. I sit down with football lovers to hear about the matches and memories that stay with them long after the final whistle. Listen to Route 26 wherever you get your podcasts.